The Bell M Shimada is a ship that's specifically designed to gather scientific information, but it's the collaborative effort of the crew and officers that makes the scientific effort at sea possible. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more from aboard the ship.
Gathering information on a research vessel is nonstop.
Up to 25 meters.
Each crew member works demanding 12-hour shifts. Jonathan Whitmer is a survey technician on the Bell M Shimada, a research vessel for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Before coming on here, I hadn't been out to sea probably more than just a couple weeks.
Now Whitmer is out to sea, on average, more than 220 days a year. That's a lot of time away from family. But Whitmer says the crew and officers stay on board this ship because of its science-based mission and because of the second family they've made living below deck.
You're in a workplace where when most people go to work, they only have to see those people for that amount of time, and then they get to go home and reset. And it's like, here, you live with these people, you become more forgiving.
People on board the Shimada seek different reset buttons. For example, during time off, the ship's scientists, officers, and crew organize a cornhole tournament.
Game on!
Teams of two test their skill at tossing beanbags at least 30 feet into a small hole cut out on a wooden board.
Oh, nice.
The first to score 21 points, without going over, wins.
This is for all the marbles.
No!
It's the end!
Other crew members duke it out on the chessboard each night, quietly contemplating moves as people grab snacks around them in the mess hall, which is full of nearly any type of munchie that people might request, from gallons of ice cream, to flaming hot Funyuns, to an ever-rotating salad bar. Even if the atmosphere is light at times, it's not all fun, games, and food. The ship's commander, Amanda Geller, says work takes precedence.
Yeah, 0, 1, 9, 10.5 knots. Yep.
For example, on the bridge, the officers drive the ship nonstop through harsh weather and complicated ocean channels.
It's a hard lifestyle that's maybe not for everybody. It takes everybody on the vessel to make it work. There is nobody that isn't an active member of getting the operations done every day.
At least twice a year, those operations support the Northern California Current Survey. The survey helps scientists open up the ocean's black box a tiny crack. With each study, these scientists on board continue to unravel the mysteries of the deep, including the physical condition of the ocean, how sea life survives, and what a changing climate could mean for the future. That research takes time. The Shimada can remain out to sea for around 40 days. John Wolfston is the ship's lead engineer. He says to be away that long, the ship basically operates like a small city.
A city that can sink.
Unlike a bustling city, the Bell M Shimada moves through the water as quietly as it can, so as to leave sea life undisturbed, yet measurable. These crew members could earn more money on commercial oil tankers, says the ship's Lieutenant Commander Justin Ellis. However, those on board the Shimada say that's not what crew members on this ship are after. I'll attribute the vibe on board to this ship's culture. Ellis calls it a Shimadatude.
Every ship has a personality. All ships have this in common. People come and go. Captains come and go, chief engineers come and go. It's just that pleasant, professional, can-do attitude is just being an even-keeled ship.
Ellis says the ship's crew and officers take great pride in the success of the scientists' work. He says that's also how the ship's crew helps the fishing communities where they live.
We're not all scientists. We don't all understand fisheries biology, and we don't all know what like, copepods are, and you know, plankton. But everyone that works on the ship, you know, has chosen to be here working on a research vessel. Vast majority, if not all, because, you know, they really, the work means something to them.
He says, it's time well spent. I'm Courtney Flatt on the Pacific Ocean.